Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLK HD.
Rono.
They were everywhere. Everywhere.
They were.
Yes, everywhere. They were. They were.
They were there.
There was a problem?
They were everywhere.
Everywhere you looked, that's where they were?
Yeah. I keep looking around.
Was it a bad thing that they were everywhere?
Yes, I think it was.
So you didn't enjoy them being there?
No, I did not. I don't enjoy they for the most part. Y'all enjoy they?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it just me? Or were there just people everywhere yesterday?
There were people everywhere.
What was going on?
They were all over the place yesterday.
But people were voting.
I didn't go to any polling stations. So were they voting?
Well, but I think people were just out taking lunch breaks and voting and just being out.
Were they voting at the grocery store? Because they were there.
Well, might as well stop by the grocery store since you're out.
Since you're already out.
Were they voting at every traffic light?
Probably.
Okay.
Because you had to get to the polling station, so you had to drive through the light.
Who are these people and where did they come from? Because they all go back into their hole. You go out today, they won't be there.
Yeah, because I did go to the grocery store and I was like, I see a lot of people I've never seen before in Roanoke. I feel like I've seen everyone. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people, majority of people.
Think about Roanoke County Schools, all of their teachers it was a work from home teacher work day.
They
didn't have a teacher work day at the school. It was work from home for Roanoke County.
Some schools were closed.
So you were seeing teachers and staff members that you've never seen before.
I didn't get it. It was so weird. Yesterday felt like Christmas time shopping season.
Yeah.
The day before a snowstorm. Like those are all the things it felt like.
Everywhere.
He said so much free time in the middle of the day.
It was like, get in the way.
I know. I couldn't understand what the heck was going on. I'm like, y'all, everyone. When I was at the grocery store, I legitimately thought to myself, is this coronavirus? Like, have people they come out to buy wet naps?
And that too. Because you see what they did to like one of the Walmarts.
No,
they, like, I didn't they, see what they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, like all the wipes, antibacterial wipes, everything just gone. Clorox, all that stuff gone.
Which is funny because it stands out like, so we don't want to be this clean.
Ever.
The other time?
On the regular. No.
On a random Thursday?
And washed my hands in 3 months. But you know what? Let's get some wipes
today. It made me think, I'm like, was there another report to come out? Mm-hmm. But there was like, there's somebody in North Carolina that has coronavirus.
Okay.
So I guess that sent everyone to a frenzy. They had to buy all the wipes.
And I want to ask questions like, are we that stupid?
But
I know the answers. I do. So good morning, everyone. Hey. If you're still there, I don't know. They probably all crawl back in their hole. If I say right now, text in to 52353. Let us know you're out there. We'll get like 3 texts.
That's it.
Yep. Everybody else is home slathering themselves in Clorox wipes. That's all. Antoine's getting the side eye at the gas pump yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the people.
What's going on with the people?
What did you do?
It was just awkward eye contact when I was getting gas yesterday.
Well, what did you do? You didn't pull up?
I was there first.
Uh-huh.
I was there first.
Why were you automatically blamed by her? I don't understand.
I know. Why is it my fault? You're supposed to be on my side.
You didn't pull all the way up.
No, I pulled. No, stop it. I pulled in, and I was sitting in my car for a second because... Uh-huh. I am one of these people. You guys probably hate them.
Okay.
So, like, I like to have, like, if I'm going to stand out and pump my gas, like, I like to have, like, music or something. Not, like, super loud. It's not, like, blasting.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to have, like, just a dead silence out there when there's nobody else really there. It's just, like, awkward.
Okay. So, you're getting together your Antoine's pumping gas
playlist. Yeah, I got playlists for everything,
guys. Of course,
And so, at the time, so, then somebody pulls up beside me, and I get out the car, and, like, we're pumping gas. And I just glance to see who's beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And this old man's just staring at me. And his wife's in the car, or there's a lady in the car. And I get in the car, and I get back out, and he's still staring at me.
Huh.
And I don't know if I should speak. Mm. I don't know if I did something wrong.
Did you speak?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't know if I did something wrong. So I don't want to have that conversation.
What was your music of choice? Maybe he was offended by it.
Actually, it was a sports podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just need noise. It doesn't have to be music.
Old school Ludacris on a handstand.
Maybe that's what it was.
No, but he was just like staring
at
me.
This man's going to steal my wife.
Said hi.
Why didn't he say hi? He obviously wanted to say hi.
Fair question, Antoine.
Yeah, but when someone's staring at you, I can't help but to stare back. And I'm like, hello.
No, I avoid eye contact. No.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Now I'm hiding. Now I'm a grown man hiding behind the gas tank.
Maybe
like scared
he just
to pop around.
Smooth, beautiful head. I have no idea. It's just like, that's a good-looking head right there.
It was stressful.
Yeah.
He's like, well, $5 of gas. That's all I need. I need to go.
Yep, that's it. Just pump it up for a lawnmower.
Maybe he's getting whipped into the frenzy, so he's just like,
I'm going to make sure this guy don't cough. Cough.
Did you cough?
Coronavirus.
No, but in hindsight, I should have used a wet wipe for the gas pump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that now.
All right, Antoine, you're home for the day. See you later.
Oh, man.
He's done. He's done. He's got coronavirus.
Yep. I didn't think about this.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, Kaylee.
Not a man either.
Well, Kaylee, she took care of something for 2 years.
No, I meant that she didn't take care of a guy.
No, right. But she took care of a plant. For 2 years, she really nurtured this plant. She loved it. She wouldn't even let her friends water the plant because it had a watering schedule.
Right.
And she was like, I want to keep it looking beautiful. Well, Kaylee, bless her heart, she went to repot the plant. And the plant, she realized, was attached to foam because it's fake.
Fake plant.
She'd been watering a fake plant for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Freaking years.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, I don't like her now. I don't like her because her name is spelled C-A-E-L-I-E.
C-A-E-L-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, Antoine yesterday was not a fan of names that should end one way and then they're ending in confusing ways.
It's a lot going on for no reason.
Yeah, but this one is just, everything's misspelled. Not even just in the middle.
C-A-E-L-I-E.
Yeah.
A fake plant, though.
That was her parents' fault. But poor Kaylee probably said to herself, every time I get a plant, I kill it.
Uh-huh.
And I can't keep a plant alive. So you know what? No. This time's going to be different. Kaylee's going to make something live.
Yeah, you do it, girl.
Yep. Kaylee took care of that plant. I saw Kaylee wash the leaves.
She did everything right.
Yep.
I feel bad. I feel bad that she found out it was fake. Because that had to be. Yeah, it had to. It had to ruin the last 2 years. Because she was probably proud of herself. There's Instagram post and Facebook post and everything
just
about this plant.
Just keep it. Continue to water it.
No, you can't now.
Do whatever you want with it. It's your plant.
No.
I have some fake plants in the house.
But you know they're fake. You never thought they were real.
But my niece walked in. She said, "Ooh, I like that plant." So thank you.
Oh, it's okay to have a fake plant, but why'd you keep watering it? I mean, are you going to drive around town with a sex robot and act like it's your husband? I mean, is that any different here?
Well, is she hurting anyone? No.
No, of course not.
No, but she knows now.
She knows.
She would be hurting herself to believe that lie or to pretend like it's not true.
But it made her feel good to water the plant and take care of
it. Until it didn't. Under different pretenses.
Until it didn't. That's the problem.
She could adjust.
You know, I guess it's, if nothing else, you can look for the silver lining that you are able to pinpoint the day in your life where you have felt the absolute stupidest. So,
that was it.
It's all uphill from
Kaylee.
Here. Or downhill. Yeah. I don't know which one it is. Poor Kaylee.
Yeah.
It's her parents' fault for spelling her name all wrong. That's what happened.
From the beginning.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Also, a very interesting ethical dilemma if you're doing the Lent thing, where you're not supposed to be eating the meat on Fridays or whatever. I don't even know what the rules are. Is it just Fridays?
I think it's
it's every Friday throughout the duration of Lent.
Oh,
that you can't have mint. Yeah, mint.
Well, you can't have mint either.
You can't have mint and you can't have men. It's none of those
things. Every Friday for the duration.
Okay.
Up until Easter.
Okay. And Monica, that is why you see so much.
Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
So we'll get into the ethical dilemma of that. In the meantime, I'm here to report. This is breaking news. Where'd it go? There it is. Here.
Breaking.
So let's try it again as if it never happened. This is breaking news. Still the wrong one. There it is. Maybe I should just go home.
I was about to say, I was like, we don't have to pretend like it didn't happen because it didn't.
Yeah.
But when it happened the second time, and then it still doesn't happen, food is ruined. I don't know why this is the trend right now, but we are just, cereal is the one thing.
Okay.
But all these colors, I just can't with this.
What's
wrong?
Well, you see Cap'n Crunch got pancake mix now? You see this?
Yes. I did see that.
Mm-hmm. So there's pancake mix you can buy. It's got little bitty bits of Cap'n Crunch, which I know excites a lot of people.
Lots of sugar on sugar.
I don't know many kids that like Cap'n Crunch. It's 31-year-old adults that think they like Cap'n Crunch.
They'll go back to it and try to feed it to their kids.
Yeah. I consider Cap'n Crunch to be the second worst cereal.
Hmm.
Lucky Charms is number one.
No.
Oh, yeah. The marshmallows are just...
Yeah.
Who wants stale little crunchy marshmallows?
Oh.
When in your life did you think marshmallows are crunchy?
I love Lucky Charms like it's dry cereal. Not with milk. But I loved it.
Just good and dry.
Yes.
Good, dry, crusty marshmallow that can get lodged in your throat. So they're doing that pancake mix. All right, fine. But they've also released this ocean blue fake syrup. Look at this thing.
Oh, gosh.
What? Oh, my God. I know.
Ew. Throw that away. Go back to the drawing board on that.
I love how it says artificial maple syrup. Really? Really?
I would assume so.
It's the color of a scary ocean with food coloring in it.
But then again, I mean, they had that ketchup that was like green and stuff, and the kids played with the ketchup.
Yeah, nobody bought it.
I remember that too.
We don't have that anymore. It was a waste. And then what's the other? So Dairy Queen is then, they're doing these, because you know they do the dipped ice cream cones there?
Yeah.
So now they have one that's cotton candy flavored. So look at this blue abomination that we have going on here.
What in the blue?
What in the blue?
Yeah.
What in the blue and why so much blue?
That's not as bad as the other two. Like, that's the best out of everything you've shown so far.
Yeah. Well, you know who I blame for all of this?
Who?
Guy Fieri, of course.
How did he do it?
Because he's got some chain of restaurants now, and he's making milkshakes out of that cereal water. You know, the sludge at the bottom? Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's perfect for him.
At the end, when you got done eating the cereal, you had all that sugar milk with that great flavor. Yeah. Okay, well, we make a milkshake out of that at Chicken Guy. I took the cereal.
Of course, this place is called something I can't stand. That's Chicken Guy. What's up?
Cereal and soaked it in some milk.
Oh, literally soaked cereal.
It's soaked cereal.
This is brilliant. Oh, wow. And then you take the cereal milk to make the milkshake.
There you go.
Who is that?
It's Rachel Ray.
Oh, gosh. Sit down. I like Rachel. But
do you?
That, she said,
I don't think you
I
do.
I like Rachel, but when she said, oh, my gosh, it's soaked cereal.
Yeah.
I can't believe
right,
it.
Monica, I got news for you. That's Rachel Ray all the time.
Oh, so
about to say.
Maybe you don't like Rachel Ray.
Yeah, I guess I don't then.
Okay. The abominations, they're all out there. Enjoy if you want blue and diabetes or whatever it is. Here's the ethical question when it comes to the Lent, because you're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays.
On Fridays, yep.
Which, by the way, is a whole marketing scam from the 1700s. There wasn't any rule in the Bible about it.
Uh-huh.
They did it to boost the industry of the fish people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's caught on, and now it's, you go to the bad place,
yeah,
apparently.
Just like everything else. Everything else was a marketing scam.
So, here we are in 2020. What's one of the biggest food trends of 2020? The fake meat. The
fake food, yep.
The Impossible Burger.
Mm-hmm.
The other names they have, I have no idea. But so these are the burgers that they're not meat, but they kind of taste like meat.
They look like it.
They look like it. They taste like it. Can you eat it during Lent? Should you be allowed to eat those during Lent? What do you think?
I think yes. If there's not actual meat in there,
what's the problem?
Then you're following... Yeah.
Okay. Well, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, that's a thing, they say it's complicated.
Ooh.
Because even though it isn't meat, it's the spirit of the whole thing is what they're saying.
Okay.
And you're kind of cheating Jesus because you're supposed to, for whatever reason, a Filet-O-Fish gets you into heaven.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
But an Impossible Burger, no. Because you're defrauding the whole system.
You're up there in line waiting to get in heaven. They're like, all right, we have to review this one.
The whole thing is ridiculous
over there.
Because they say, oh, well, if you had a soup that had chicken broth in it, then it would be you're okay. If you didn't or if you artificially flavored things like bacon bits, that would be okay. So why is this any different?
Well, Zach, I'd be a little careful by saying it's ridiculous because, you know, people take it serious. People, they live by this. So I'd be a little careful.
But
I'm saying it's ridiculous.
I think there'd be better things to care about if you want to eat the Impossible
Burger.
Also,
stop.
Okay. Oh, no.
You're going down the road of what I'm trying to turn you off of that road.
Okay.
I'm trying to turn. Let's just stop it. It was complicated.
How about
it's complicated.
Give me that fish.
Woo! Give me that fish. Give me that fish.
I can promise you this. That blue syrup is okay.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I'm your host, Antoine Terrell. I was going to pick two random people from the audience. You, sir.
Oh, me?
Yes, I would like for you to play today.
I love Fat Chance.
And you, madam.
Oh, my gosh. Me?
Yes.
Yeah, let me set this drink down.
Oh, please put it down. Ready. You guys are going to play Fat Chance with our listeners today. Fat Chance is a game where we're going to find out how much faith you thangers have in our listeners and how much faith our listeners have in you too.
So you'll have to choose from these randomly selected contestants, me and me, here on the thing. Zach and Monica, let's say good morning to contestant number one. Say hello to Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy's like, hey.
Are you doing okay, Tammy?
I'm doing fine.
Tammy, is your favorite style of music slow jams?
A little bit of everything.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Or lullabies.
Lullabies.
Tammy, she's very chill. She's saving it for the game.
I like that, though.
Who would you like to team up with, Monica or Zach?
Monica.
Okay. I don't blame you. I probably would pick Monica today, too. I don't know. It's my Tuesday. You have to remember that.
Okay.
But I shall power through, so it'll be Tammy. It will be me and Christy. Hi, Christy.
Good Good morning.
Christy, what did you have for dinner last night?
Catfish and fried potatoes.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. See, and soulful.
That's a good answer. Really uncomfortable if she said cat.
Cat.
Let's just stop there.
I was like, well, all right, let's play the game.
And fried potatoes.
All right, and moving on.
It was bothering us. Couldn't take it. All right, Christy, it's going to be me and you in the game. Antoine, go ahead and explain everyone how this works.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Christy, Monica and Tam, I'm going to give you guys a category, and you will predict how many items can be named in that category in 15 seconds. If you feel your player can name more than your opponent, you can raise the stakes by adding numbers to it. If not, then you say fat chance or your opponent has to go first to 2 points win.
Mm-hmm. So, Tammy, you will decide first. Since you chose first, how much faith do you have in Monica in this category?
All right, Tammy.
Ways to eat cat.
In 15 seconds, there are 8 total. How many Kardashian / Jenners can Monica name in 15 seconds?
Ooh.
There's
8
say.
Total.
There's eight total. 5.
All right. There we go. All right, Christy. Do you think Zach can do 6 or more, or do you want to say fat chance to Monica and 5?
Zach, how you feel?
Let's see. Let's try 6.
Ooh, okay.
All right, we're going to try 6. Okay.
All right, Tammy, do you think Monica can do 7 out of the 8 in 15 seconds, or do you want to say fat chance to Zach and 6?
I'm going to say fat chance.
Fat chance. Okay.
All right. Need 6 in 15 seconds.
Here we go. 15 seconds. Let's do it right now. We have Chloe, Kim. We have Courtney. We have Chris. We have Caitlin. We have Rob. We have Rob Sr. We have Kylie Jenner. We have, what's the other one? Kendall. Kendall Jenner. We have that one.
Wow.
I think I did. I didn't expect you to.
You did more than you needed to. Good job.
There it is.
All right. First point to Zach and Christy.
I watch that show all the time.
Oh,
don't
that
tell
was a
anybody.
Favorite show for me.
I'm really surprised. Really surprised that he got those.
I haven't rolled out the dead dad. I mean, that's some power right there.
All right. So, Monica and Tammy, you guys need a point in this next round, but Zach, you get to go first.
Okay.
All right. How many zodiac signs can Christy name in 15 seconds?
Mm. Zodiac signs. Okay. Let me see. Christy, what's your sign?
A Taurus.
Okay. She knows that.
Oh, she was strong, too.
She was good. Yeah. I'm going to go with 5.
5?
All right. Start with 5.
Yep.
All right, Monica, how many do you think Tammy can name?
I'm feeling good on Christy.
I think you got 6, right?
I can do that.
Oh yeah.
She can
do that. You got 6. I can, yeah.
She's all right. Confident.
Zach's back to you.
Christy, are you in the stars?
Kind of.
All right. Let's go with 7. 7.
All right, 7. Okay. All right, Monica's back to you.
Woo, Tammy, you want to up it?
Sure.
All right.
All right, so we're at 8. We're at 8 right there.
Let's do it.
All right, Christy almost threw up when I said 7. So I'm going to go with fat chance on Tammy. You have 15 seconds to give us zodiac signs. Tammy, go!
Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Sagittarius. Oh, gosh.
The wall. Come on, Tammy.
You got time. Gosh, my mind just went blank.
Oh! But you were on a roll. You were on a roll.
You got a quick 5.
I know.
That means you're
and then
wrong.
You stalled out.
Oh, so man.
Just so everybody knows, it's Libra, not in order, but it's Libra, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, Taurus, Gemini, Pisces, Aries, Leo, Cancer, Virgo, and Aquarius.
Yeah.
There it is. Oh, Tammy, you got a fire
star.
I know.
And then the fire went out. The flame was gone. The passion.
But she was rolling.
She was rolling for a second.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Yeah, Monica. It's Antoine's favorite day of the year. Mm.
What day is this?
National Grammar Day. Antoine is a card-carrying member of the Grammar Police.
I wish the name of the day was National Correct People on Your News Feed.
Oh.
Like, that's what I would, that'd be
National,
right
the
now.
Only people worse than political rampers on social media are grammar policers.
Yeah. I'm like, that's you are, not your.
Get them.
See?
Yeah, well.
You're not a grammar police person, are you, Monica?
I see it. I laugh sometimes. Yeah.
But you're not a corrector.
No.
Antoine's a corrector.
Yes,
do
I am.
Do you really go and comment and say, hey? Or do you go in the inbox and you say, hey?
We're going to talk about it later in the show, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He does. So, Antoine, this is your day. Woo! And 9% of people say they always correct people when their grammar is incorrect.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying you're annoying, and I'm using the wrong use of your. You can't tell in my voice, but yes, yeah. I'm saying Y-O-U-R, annoying.
No. I don't have something that's annoying. I am. Wait a minute. You just tricked me.
Yep, and I'm saying there is no argument. T-H-E-I-R. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, this biggest pet peeve when people mess those up. Oh, it drives me insane.
I can do it too. T-O. That's all.
I don't like you.
Number two.
Number two trending. This idea is awesome. I love this idea. It's gone viral. I feel like it could take off in other places. I see no reason why we couldn't do it here if we didn't want to. Buffalo, New York. This pizza place has started putting, you order pizza and they deliver it to you. On the top of the box, it's a shelter dog that's up for adoption at the local shelter.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. It's super cool. The SPCA or whoever it was, the place there that does the adopting, suggested it to this pizza place called Just Pizza and Wing Company. And they said, absolutely, let's do it.
Pizza boxes are pretty plain, so you add a shelter dog to it, you know, it adds a little fun into the mix. And I said, we would like to advertise our shelter dogs on your pizza boxes. What do you think? And she immediately said yes.
I couldn't wait. I never expected it to do this. We're going to just keep on doing it till they're all adapted.
Oh, adopted. Sorry. Uh-huh. Adapt.
That's dangerous, especially if the kids get the pizza box. I want this one. I want this one.
So cute.
Yeah. She kind of took it one step further. And she's offering $50 gift certificates for free pizza for anyone who presents one of the flyers when they adopt a pet. So if it actually comes from the pizza, she's like, well, I'll also give you $50.
And you get a pizza.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and get pizza on it. So I just thought that was a super cool idea going on in Buffalo.
Number one.
Number one trending. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it is coronavirus. Ah!
Oh, yeah.
There, that's all.
Yeah, that's all we had to say about
it. That's it. Trending number one.
But my fake stepdad might have been the one that brought corona to all of us, Monica. Did you see that?
No.
You know my fake stepdad, right?
Woz.
Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computer. Mm-hmm. Antoine, are you aware of this whole thing?
I am not.
You're not? We haven't told you about Woz and how he was almost my dad?
I have no clue.
Really?
Nope.
But you got to tell him real quick.
Real quick, he was almost my dad.
All right, there we go.
Did you need
more details?
Yeah.
My mother used to work for Apple Computer back in the 80s, and Steve Wozniak, he was one of the founders of Apple. He loved my mother. Loved her. Call her on the phone, send us Christmas cards. She went out on dates with him, and she decided, because she's an idiot,
he's too nerdy.
I know he is. Who cares? She could have been his fourth or fifth ex-wife ago. We wouldn't have had to deal with any of that. But anyway, she spurned his advances.
Mm.
And here I was probably like 12 years old at the time. I'm like, Ma, come on.
It's a tough pill to swallow right there.
Oh, God, it's a big tough pill. It's a big horse pill. And you don't even have any water. Anyway, he thinks he might have been the person who brought coronavirus to the United States. Because he went to China.
Yeah.
Wuhan with his wife. Okay. And earlier, this kind of before it was a thing, when they came home, he said they both got really sick.
It's absolutely possible. I know that if we returned today from Hong Kong with the symptoms we had, we'd be candidates for testing and quarantine immediately.
I literally thought I was going to die.
We may have had it. I'm leaving all the possibilities open until I know.
Now, why do you want to own that?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you even talking yourself. About it? Yeah. You feel all right. I guess unless you want to prove a point that, hey, you know, I'm 85 years old and I survived.
Okay, first of all, he's like 60.
Well, just 65
years old. 85 years old. Jeez, Monica.
Tomato.
Way,
don't you talk about my not father that
looks,
way.
He still looks good. He survived it.
No, he looks terrible. He's gained way too much weight.
He survived the corona.
Yeah, well, he did. And now his wife does say that she got diagnosed with a sinus infection, but they weren't testing for corona or whatever it was. So it is possible. The other thing that's possible, Antoine brought this up yesterday, is March Madness being in front of nobody.
Yeah, an empty stadium.
The National College Players Association, so they're the ones that sort of represent the players. If it's up to them, they want it that way. They want no people in the stands for March Madness.
Weird.
I would love it because I wasn't going anyway. So I could hear all the shoe squeaks and all the trash talk and the coaches and stuff. I'd love it.
This is Monica's nightmare because she hates the squeaking shoes of basketball.
Squeak,
and it would just be nothing but squeaking.
Squeak, squeak.
Yeah, there'd be nobody to soak in the squeaks.
Yeah.
It would be the all squeakathon. So there's no word on that actually happening.
It could.
But like I said, the Players Association wants it to happen. So we shall see where that all goes.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
This comes from Callie. She says, Zach, I'd love it if you do a birthday scam with my husband, Elliot. His birthday isn't actually for a couple weeks, but I thought you could do it earlier because we're going to Vegas for his birthday weekend. Thought you could call him and tell him the trip was messed up or something. I absolutely love your birthday scams and think it would be amazing to do this to him. Thank you. So I'm going to call. I'm not going to tell him his trip is messed up. I'm actually going to give him an upgrade.
Ooh.
Problem is that upgrade ain't free. The Vegas upgrade here on your K92 Morning Thing.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mr. Elliot. Is this him?
It is. Who's this?
My name is Vincent Vega. I'm calling from Capital One. I see you used your credit card for your upcoming vacation to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
Oh, absolutely not. No problem. Quite the opposite, really. You're staying at the Bellagio Hotel and Casino, correct?
That's correct.
And you booked through Hotels.com?
We did.
Okay, excellent. So, I'm calling to let you know that through our affiliate program with the resort, as well as Hotels.com, you have qualified for an upgrade of your hotel room.
Really?
Yes, really. Hooray for Elliot!
Oh, wow. That's not where I thought this was going. So what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that we've gone ahead and taken the liberty of upgrading your room to one of their premium view suites, which also will give you access to Bellagio's spa and massage services, as well as breakfast each morning.
That's great.
Yes, you're also invited to attend a special happy hour gathering each evening at our Lily Bar and Lounge. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, man, absolutely. That's
okay, great. So we've taken the liberty of applying the upgrade, and you're all set.
Okay, all right, fantastic.
So the additional charge of $645 will go to your card, and it will show up on your next statement.
Wait a minute. I already paid for the room, though.
Yes, that's correct. But this is the additional charge for the upgrade.
What do you mean charge for the upgrade? What are you talking about? You told me I qualified for a free upgrade.
Oh, come on now, sir. I never said free. Nothing in life is free. I said you qualified for the upgrade through our affiliate program, and we took the liberty to automatically apply it to your reservation.
You took the liberty?
Yes.
I didn't authorize you to take that liberty.
Sir, it's right in your terms of service agreement. Because you used your credit card and went through Hotels.com, it automatically allows us to upgrade you. So, you're welcome.
I'm welcome?
Yes.
Like, I'm supposed to be thanking you for applying extra charges to my card without me authorizing it?
You know, sir, I feel like you should be more appreciative for the rewards we're giving you here.
Wow. Rewards? These are rewards? Are you out of your damn mind?
Okay, look, if that's how we're going to be, we can just go ahead and cancel the upgrade. I'll call the hotel and let them know that Elliot doesn't want it. Is that what you want me to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely need to do that.
Okay, fine. We'll just go ahead and apply the cancellation fee of $125 and we'll be all set.
$125?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I pay a goddamn cancellation fee for something that I never authorized in the first place?
Sir, you don't need to authorize it. It's in the terms of service agreement, and it allows us to automatically...
I don't care. I don't care what's in the damn terms of service, okay? I'm not paying it, and I'll dispute the charges.
Sir, how are you going to dispute the charges with us? We're the ones who decide on which charges get canceled, mm-hmm. So... dispute denied. How about that?
Wow. Denied? This okay. is ridiculous. I want to speak to your manager right now.
Okay, sir, calm down. You know what? I get it. We all have bad days from time to time, so yes, I accept your apology for all of this.
Accept my apology? What the f*** are you talking about? Put your manager on the phone right now.
I don't have one because I'm the CEO of the birthday scam that you're on right now. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Hi, Elliot.
Oh, my God.
It's more like a pre-birthday present since Vegas is the birthday trip. But, yeah, this is courtesy of your wife. She let me know and thought we'd just mess around with you here a little bit. So, happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday
scam. I feel for this guy. You have a couple of drinks, you start buying stuff. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
I mean, I didn't quite do it to the level that this guy did, but I did it. recently.
Yeah, that's something you would do. Now, something you wouldn't do is this man that I have that got arrested outside of a Walmart.
Oh, you don't know
outside
that.
Walmart.
You wouldn't get arrested outside of Walmart, Zach.
Never that. Okay, well, I have a woman.
Never say never, Antoine.
Well, I know a woman. Well, I don't know her. But this woman attacked her man. What did she do?
I believe she knows her.
I don't know her. I think I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens.
BFF, she caught herself.
Yeah.
I see both of you giving me the drunk side eyes. We'll get you a little Facebook friend here in a second. Guy gets drunk, buys blank. A, house. B, mail order bride. C, $200 in chicken wings.
I'm going A.
Ooh, that's what I was going to do too. I'm going house as well.
You're both going house. Well, you're both wrong.
That means so you're
chicken
wrong.
Wings.
$200 in chicken wings.
Yeah.
See, I told you, I've done something like this recently, not to the level of this guy, because I only spent $140 on food when I was buying it after cocktails.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
That's a lot of wings.
$200. Lee Rumney, baby.
Oh, Lee.
Lee goes out drinking with his friends and celebrating the birth of his son. Lee's having a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Jr. I don't know. Let's go with that one. Stud Lee. And he's out. He calls his girlfriend, says, hey, I'm coming home. Order me some Domino's.
Okay.
And she says, I can't figure out the app. I don't know how to do it. Blah, blah, blah. He says, all right, fine. I'll take care of it. He comes home. He passes out. Next thing you know, doorbell rings. Ding dong.
Oh,
$200 worth of chicken wings. Box after box after box after box.
Oh,
and he was asleep.
But see, wings are good, though.
I know.
They're good. Like, just put them away. Yeah, we'll just hit them up in the morning.
Have a party.
I wouldn't hate to wake up with that. All right.
So girlfriend starts freaking out, though, because you only had $20.
Oh, he didn't pay online.
Yeah, just shut the door slowly.
I assume they had already paid. Mm. Well, this guy outside the Walmart got arrested. What did he get arrested for? Was it A, using counterfeit money, B, car surfing in the parking lot, or C, lawnmower racing?
What would I get arrested for?
This is Salem, Oregon. Not Salem, Virginia. Salem, Oregon.
You're going to see lawnmower racing.
Antoine says I never get arrested in the Walmart parking lot. I feel like if I did, it would be for lawnmower racing. So I'm going to go with C. Also.
All right. Well, both of you guys would be wrong.
Wow.
All right.
That means
he got
you're
arrested
wrong.
For using counterfeit money. What do you think he bought outside of Walmart using fake money?
Girl Scout cookies.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
He had a fake $20 bill and he handed it to the girl. And the girl, 13-year-old girl, she goes, I knew it was fake as soon as I took it because it wouldn't fold.
Oh, God.
But she didn't
money.
Say anything. She said he had like a, I know, I don't know what he had.
What,
like,
he had the
cardboard
dollar,
money.
He had that dollar store kid money.
Uh-huh. She said that he had like a knife like on his waistband
it
or something
plastic.
Like that. So she was scared.
Yeah.
But this idiot, he gets arrested because he came back the next day.
Uh-huh.
And they were already looking for him. He comes back to the same Walmart and gets caught stealing some hazelnuts.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He got caught stealing a jar of hazelnuts.
Cookies and hazelnuts. So he's just a baker.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, aren't you the guy that paid? They're like, yeah.
You know, I got to be honest.
Weird.
For someone that uses some sort of rubber $20 bill and tries to pass it off to Girl Scouts, to have the level of classiness to want to steal hazelnuts.
I know.
That's very classy.
He was on top of it.
I know.
All right, well, this woman, she attacked her man. What did she do? Did she A, throw the pet cat at him? B, stab him with a sword. C, throw bullets. Not shooting, but she threw the bullets.
I'm going to go on that
ding,
one.
Ding, ding,
yep,
ding.
Monica's friend, if I throw it hard enough, it's going to go right through him.
No, I'm going to say they got in a fight about the cat, and that's what she threw at him.
Okay.
Y'all both wrong. It's
that means
me.
You're wrong.
She had a samurai sword. She stabbed him. All right, so she was mad at her boyfriend, Neil. She was mad at Neil because he didn't buy weed for her.
Okay.
So Neil is standing there. He's like, babe, I didn't do it. He's smoking a cigarette or whatever. She punched him in the rib cage and took her sword and stabbed him. And he takes off running. First of all, they had two different apartments. So even though they're a couple, they were living in separate apartments.
Well, you know, gotta
so
have
he
your
takes
space.
Off running through the parking lot bleeding. And she's chasing him with a sword. This is at noon, by the way.
Of course.
So the police are called. They find Neil hiding in his apartment, smoking a cigarette and with a towel wrapped around him. Yeah, you go to jail for that.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me, you, owner of swords and machetes, that you're not friends with this woman?
I don't know her.
You're in the
I
sword club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're in the club together.
Is she in Fit Chicks? You don't let us in Fit Chicks.
She's DVR, join if you
What's
like.
What's going on? Yep, join. Go ahead. You with a picture
Ladies
of your
only.
Machete. Ladies only. That's the only requirement. Man can't come in, but a woman that stabs somebody with a sword.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Approve. It starts with Monica Brooks. Enter the confessional.
I don't know. I'm entering the confessional, but I don't really feel too bad about
you
it.
You don't.
No.
You have no shame.
No
remorse.
Do you ever?
I mean, he's five. Hendrix is five, so no.
Fair question by Antoine.
I don't think she's ever, like remorseful when you go into confession. I think it's like a lazy boy in your confessional. Like you go in there and get comfortable. Yeah. You just hang out. Get some tea.
So, yep.
Yeah.
And at the end she goes, I am so sorry. Is that how this works?
Yeah, so sorry.
See you next Thursday.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so Hendrix, he has this toy that he loves. It's like a sticky turd. It's like a turd.
A sticky turd.
Have you seen it? It's like a, it's not Play-Doh. It's just like slime. It's like a slime poop.
Okay.
And you can throw it to the wall. It sticks to the wall.
And this is a toy.
It's a toy.
You're sure it's not an actual sticky turd?
It's not an actual sticky turd.
I'm trying to figure out how he ended up with this toy, Monica.
Well, it was gifted to him. I think for his birthday or whatever. So he has fun with
this thing. His mother.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
No, I think it was Uncle Mike.
Okay. Uncle Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
But he throws it to the wall. It gets dirty. He picks hair off of the sticky thing. Oh. And so, you know what? It just kind of fell into trash one day. But, you know, he just kind of fell into it. I don't know how. But anyway, he's been looking for this turd. And every time he asks me, I'm like, well, you got to clean your room.
Yes.
Clean your room. The turd has to be hidden in your room somewhere.
So he's been cleaning his room. Constantly.
Yes. And so his room
looks. So you lied.
Yes.
You lie. Okay. All right. I have no rebuttal.
She said yes. Well, when you put it that way.
You would be correct, sir. Uh-huh.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so now not only did you throw out his favorite sticky hairy turd.
But it keeps him clean in his room. So he's clean and making sure he's trying to find this turd.
Why did you throw it out?
It was dirty. It was a dirty turd.
But you said he would pick the hairs out and stuff, so he would clean it up.
No, it always had lint and all kinds of stuff stuck to it. I'm like, that's just a gross turd.
That's a gross toy.
Yeah.
I mean, you started it. You bought him a fart gun for Christmas, so it's not like this has gotten any better. So you've thrown out his precious turd.
Mm-hmm. She threw it out and then lied about the location of it.
Yeah.
To clean your room. Maybe you'll find it.
But you know that he will not.
Oh, but he is, though. He's he will not find it?
Yeah.
Well, no, of course not, but he's cleaning his room, right?
Uh-huh. So is it bad? Is it that bad?
Because, look, Zach.
Yes, Antoine.
Yeah, okay, he's cleaning his room.
Uh-huh.
Great. But she threw away something that belonged to Hendrix,
uh-huh.
and then she lied about it.
Uh-huh.
So I understand he's cleaning his room, but let's think about the path. Let's think about the journey to how we got here.
I study how, like, kids lie to their parents, like, 100 times a day.
They do.
But they don't know no better.
They deserve it. And I'm actually helping him because, you know, who knows? That little turd probably pick up a Corona germ mm-hmm. off the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you got a random, one single Corona germ in your house.
You track it in on your shoes.
Yeah, I tell you what, you track it in on your shoes. If it's going to stick anywhere, it's going to stick on a sticky turd. So,
yep.
You know.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I'm not, because
I didn't want to be Antoine, but I got to be honest. While she was talking, I was thinking about what of my own children's stuff I can throw away that would trick them into cleaning their rooms to find it.
He's going to be traumatized looking for this toy forever. Like you.
Okay.
It's going to be a complex.
Correction. He's going to be traumatized so much anyway being raised in this situation.
Fair enough.
What does it matter? Okay? At least his room is clean, if we're going to look at it that way.
There you go.
It's almost like we just keep the confessional going.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what it is.
It's all right.
Monica's messing with her poor little man.
But the kids mess with us.
Oh, yeah,
mess with the parents.
But they don't realize they're messing with you. They're just being kids.
Antoine, guess what? Since you don't have children, I am allowed to say, shut your face.
They know what they're doing.
Of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
And then they play all dumb. It's just like old ladies at the grocery store when they cut you on purpose and they're like, I'm an old woman. I didn't know there was a line. Yes, you do.
You saw that line. Uh-huh.
Children know, too.
They do.
I believe it's the first thing they figure out. 2-3 months old, they are already screwing with you. Yeah, so Monica threw out Hendrix's favorite turd.
Yep.
That's his actual toy.
Yep.
Uncle Mike got him the Christmas turd.
I'm looking up on Amazon to get him another one.
Oh, what?
A bigger turd.
Antoine.
Buy like 10 of them.
Every time she throws one away, another one appears.
Because messing with people is fun. That's what we're doing now. We're going to mess with you. We're going to get you a crate of turds. And then every time he's done with a turd, we'll get him another one. Yep. 52353. This is genius and evil all at the same time, but I'm going to figure out how to do this in my house. This person texts into 52353. I put a wireless Bluetooth speaker in my daughter's room, and I play the laugh from Slappy from Goosebumps every time she doesn't clean her room, which I'm guessing is demonic and freaky.
Yes, it is. Yep. It really is.
Oh, I love
it. That's hilarious. Yeah. I love that one.
Clean your room. Blah!
That reminds me of back in the day, memories with Ava when she would cry, and she was, you know, she would throw a little temper tantrum. And I had
look at her smile.
No, because it made me laugh. It made me laugh
you're
now.
You're getting so excited about this right now.
Because she would be crying for no reason, and I'm like, Ava, cry me a river. And I play JT and walk around the house as she's crying. I'm like, cry me a river.
You are so mean.
You're so mean. But it's fun messing with kids. You're so mean. I have no idea why I've taken such great joy in it for the last week and a half.
We have fun.
I picked my son up off the bus. And I'm just standing there by the house. And it times out that I go outside, I get the mail out of the mailbox, and I wait for him to come up. And as he gets off the bus, I hit him directly in the face with the mail every single day.
Oh, and it's fantastic.
I love it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, the bees. She's going to be a dad soon, right? Haley, she's pregnant.
What? Is she?
Is she pregnant? Oh. Did I dream that? I don't know. I assume she is pregnant.
Why are you dreaming about Justin Bieber?
I don't know. I thought she was pregnant. But anyway.
I don't think he really loves
his wife.
Oh, my God. He won't stop talking about her. Mm-hmm. It's one of those.
No, she's not. They're planning to have a baby, but
okay, maybe she is. Oh, my God. If that story comes out,
Monica started a rumor.
Clairvoyanted all of us. Wow. Justin, he does love his wife. Yes. He loves his wife because he loves
so
saying my
good.
Wife, his wife all the time. Wife, wife, wife. He's on Ellen. He's doing rapid fire questions. And that's what stood out to me is everything. It just says my wife all the time.
So you just turned 26. What was the best gift that you got?
I think my wife did.
There it is.
Hit up my house really nicely, and she had a movie playing. It was like this really romantic night. It's not a big deal. I mean, it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Next one.
You recently had a mustache. Will it return?
Okay.
I hope so eventually, but right now I'm going to keep it clean because my wife.
There she is again.
She's not really liking it.
She didn't like it.
She didn't.
What body part are you most proud of?
Like, come say on. I got a nice butt.
Yep, you do.
Got a good butt. I played hockey my whole life, so, you know, it's called a hockey butt. You know what I mean? Oh. I got a nice little hockey butt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look, okay? It's my wife's, okay? Oh. Don't look. Mm-hmm. Just take it from me.
Too much.
Are we sure that wasn't a joke? Like, with my wife?
Monica and I started a drinking game. Every time you said my wife, I had a sip of my tea and she had her coffee.
Well, we're going to start going to pee way more often.
I love my wife. I just want to say, I love my wife.
My beautiful bride.
Beautiful bride. That's another one.
Yeah, that is it. All right, so you may be excited for this. Celebrity Escape Room. It's coming to NBC May the 21st.
So is it celebrities are all just
trying to get out of escape room?
Okay.
So you watch celebrities. So
with the right celebrities, I'm 100% on board. With like comedians and stuff, I'm on board.
The Masked Singer, people love that show.
Yeah.
And that was... Yeah.
Well, I don't get that one.
You don't...
I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. I get more excited about this escape room one.
I think it's just a one-off. They're doing one episode or something, at least
for now. Yeah,
they're
going to try it out and see what happens. They're going to have Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, so they'll do like the cast of
they're
Friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, I was excited.
Yeah, not anymore.
Oh, and they said plus Adam Scott, Ben Stiller. They'll be on. You're not still
changed
excited?
Nothing. Okay. Change nothing.
So Anthony was like, oh, I'll totally watch based on the cast. Here's the cast. Hate it.
Never mind.
Okay, well.
Nope. I don't like your
show. I'd rather just
it's
go
a
to
test
the mall.
Run. That's
you know, I feel like we need to up the ante is it's a celebrity panic room. So they got hide in the panic room. We all try to get them. Let's try to get the cast of Friends. Let's see what happens.
Ew, yeah. Jack Black's on this too.
You don't like him?
Oh, yuck.
Why? He did a good.
Yuck.
He does a little too much talking all the time.
Like, I liked him in, was it Jumanji? And that's Jack Black, right?
Yeah, he's in there.
And Goosebumps. Thought he did a good job.
I mean, again,
kid movies.
He's fine until he gets a little crazy. Yeah. And he always talks like this. No. And you feel like he probably
you
does that
like
at home.
At
and he
like
does it to all of his friends when they're out getting a beer. And you're like, Jack, could you please just order a lager? Like, why do you have to say
he
it?
He is a lot, but I like him in kid movies.
That's a lot. But you know what? Doesn't say my wife. So at least we'll put that in there.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out. Very little secrets. Y'all been texting into 52353. We've been doing messing with people on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of putting those in with the dirty little secrets. We'll flip it back around on ourselves since we have been talking about messing with people and children in particular.
Yes.
If there was something, since it's Wednesday, we're calling it Way Back Wednesday. If there was something that when you were a kid, you believed it, and now in hindsight, you're an idiot, go ahead and confess that as well. I believed I had magical powers, Antoine.
Did you now?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've told you this about the controlling the weather. Have I ever told you that?
Yes, I have heard this.
Yes. I had another one about the speed limit, too.
Now, I did not.
I'll explain in a few minutes. So if something you believed as a kid, it turns out obviously not real, and you feel like a dodo, go ahead and text that into 52353. Here's some messing with people. When my son would cry when he was 2, I would record him crying and play it back. He was so embarrassed, he would hide his face. That's
all right.
One. Everybody does that one. Let's see. Not to my kids, but I love hiding and scaring my husband. I hide everywhere. It's so fun.
That's hilarious.
I do that.
Sign not Monica.
I know.
What I was going to say.
Yeah,
you love
fun.
That, but you would hate it if he did it to you.
Yeah.
And he would hate it too because he gets stabbed in the gut with a machete, which would scare him. Like, you startled me. This one. You want to talk about a parent that made a point. Text 52353. I once caught my children lying to me. I waited a few hours and I told them that we could go out for ice cream. We got in the car all ready to go. And I told them, I lied. We're not going. Sucks to be lied to, doesn't it?
I like that one.
Yeah. Boom.
I like that's a mic drop right there.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for the fallout of that one, too. Prepared for the fallout is part of Dirty Little Secrets, but it's okay. You confess, you feel better. I'm getting not Greg in here. So, Greg, not your real name. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, this is not Greg.
Okay, yes, it is.
Not Greg.
This is not Greg.
Let's be clear.
It's Greg, not Greg. Go ahead and let us know what happened. What'd you do? Because I'm a little confused as to what you did with the friend and whose wife got mad at who. So, what happened?
It's your stereotypical situation. I was driving home and some stomach pains hit me. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I was a little bit closer to my friend's house than mine, so I know where the extra key is hidden. So I stopped up at his house to use the bathroom. And the thing is, I used an energy drink. Yeah, I drank an energy drink while I was there because it was just on the counter and I was thirsty.
Okay. To be clear, you didn't break into your friend's house. You knew where the key was. But you had a bathroom emergency. You went to the bathroom, and then, of course,
you eat his food?
You needed to rehydrate because, dehydration sets in.
Exactly. It was a little dehydrating, so I needed to replenish. It's right there. Didn't think it was going to be a big deal, but it turns out that his wife really hates him drinking these energy drinks. So he called me to talk about how his wife was mad at him, and I just didn't tell him what happened. I was embarrassed.
Oh, so you didn't tell him that you...
So you were the energy drinker.
So that's going to cause a bigger fight trying to figure out where this mystery energy drink came from then.
And Antoine, I guess the other question becomes, are you more mad about the drink or are you mad about your friend coming in your house to use your bathroom in an emergency?
It's like a reverse elf on the shelf, if you will.
I mean, would you be mad about that, Antoine, if you found out?
If it's a friend that already knows, like if they know where the key is,
well, sure.
Then no, I wouldn't be worried about it at all.
You say it's all right too, Monica.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly fine with it.
So if I use your hide-a-key and I use your bathroom and it's for one of those instances, your face doesn't say you're okay with that.
Well, I mean...
You don't have to tell me that you did it.
I know. Well,
I feel like Monica's saying, no, it's fine. She's setting a giant mouse trap. She's trying to catch me.
Because if you know where the hide-a-key is... Chances are I've trusted you in the house by yourself at some point anyway.
Yeah. But then he got in trouble. Just so I understand, there was an energy drink there or did you bring it with you?
No, it was there. It was definitely there. It was just on the counter.
Okay.
But I guess that he had forgotten that he put it there because the wife didn't want to see it. So, I mean, if it was like if I had a bite of their wedding cake in the freezer because I was hungry, that'd be something else.
You thought about it. It sounded like you looked through the fridge. Did you?
They didn't have any wedding cake.
Oh, I can't eat this cake.
He's like, I would have eaten the wedding cake, but it wasn't labeled, so I couldn't find it, so I didn't know. I guess you could argue you were doing him a favor because he didn't get to drink the energy drink that he wasn't allowed to drink in the fridge.
Right, but he still got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been playing that argument in my head, but I can say it.
Yeah. I'm
you gotta come clean.
I'm more mad that you've made yourself at home at my home.
Oh, you don't let your friends just walk in and use a bath.
You don't have a single friend that you wouldn't mind? I mean, wouldn't mind, but wouldn't get upset.
It would be one of these situations, Antoine, where I wouldn't be upset, but I wouldn't be 100 either. Okay? I'd be about 85. I'd be moderately annoyed that you went into my house, you used my bathroom, you drink my drinks.
That's your friend. If they took a bath, that'd be one thing. Okay. You know?
Yeah, took a shower. Yeah. A shower, I don't know if I would care that much.
Shower's okay. A bath, I'm like, what
a bath, yeah, because a bath you're there for too long.
You don't tell me. I feel like you'd give me a hit. Hey, I got to stop at your house. Is that cool? I'd be like, sure, no problem.
There's a chance for you to say no, and I'm stopping regardless, Zach. Okay. Uh-huh.
Hey, there's
an emergency.
There's lawn everywhere. You never know. You think you have all the answers as a kid, then you find out you're an idiot. Back in time. Way back Wednesday, where even the music is really old. Every now and then, we'll go a little way back. And we're talking about the dumb thing that you thought as a kid. You got it all figured out. And Antoine has heard my story about controlling the weather.
Yes.
I did. A lot of kid stuff kind of revolves around having superpowers, I think. And I thought I could... Control the weather. Yeah. If I played my little records, my Sesame Street records, Antoine, I had a, God, what was it called? I don't remember what this thing was called. But this is how old school it was. Is kids, we used to listen to a thing called records.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this one where it had a little TV underneath it.
Yeah.
Sad reception, oh, just all fuzzy and gross. And you would put sort of the viewfinder tabs in. And as the record would play, the viewfinder tabs would go up. So you'd see pictures of Big Bird or Sesame Street or whatever. And I was convinced that that thing had magical powers. And if it rained, I could go inside. Play my records and the rain would stop.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Stopping the rain.
I know.
So powerful. Yeah.
There was a parade that was about to happen and the rain started to come. We were down on the street by my house and my grandfather's like, oh my God, it's going to rain. I said, I got this.
Oh, did you stop the rain?
Went inside, played my records. I don't remember. Let's go with yes
okay
on that one.
All yeah. Right, all right.
Text 52353. I'm the only one. This person, if I ate my carrots, I would have supervision.
Oh, yeah, they would tell you that. Kind of for your eyes.
You were told that, though, as a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it helps your vision.
I think there's some
truth
to
it. You were told
to
that you get supervision. You were told that it helps your vision, and kids exaggerated it.
I don't know. I feel like they leaned more toward that you'd be able to see in the dark, and then that was a little more supervision.
Oh,
well. I think we were lied to just a little
now
bit, Antoine.
Now, for me, yep. I think I was probably like a teenager before I actually figured this out.
I like these.
But, you know, when you're driving down the street, and it says this street is, I can't think of the wording, but like somebody owns this street.
Like a private way?
No. Like where
it's named
like
after
a Girl Scout troop.
Oh, okay.
Like owns a street or something like
so
that.
So like the adopt a highway program,
yes,
that
yeah,
sort of
that
thing.
Yeah, that thing. Mm-hmm. In my head, that means like you legit owned that street or that highway. Like you could change the name if you wanted to.
You had to go clean it up. Like
I didn't realize that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, oh, this is my street. I can buy this street. It's mine. I can name it what I want. I didn't realize I had to maintain the street.
Were you saving up for a nice 10th mile on 81
somewhere? There was a small amount of time that I was saving up money. Like, I'm going to buy this street. I want to see if I can buy the street in front of my house.
Because I would like to have a street.
But I don't want to
old own her own road.
My own road, so it's my road.
No one else is allowed
town
to go
road
on it. The old town road.
Would you name it Monica Boulevard?
No.
Monica
no,
Ave.
Name it something
no,
dangerous.
It's called FU Highway.
I like that. That's exactly what
it
is.
It's called Turn Around because she doesn't want you on it.
Speaking of the roads, when I was a kid, I loved to announce the speed limit, which must have been so annoying for my father.
You would have walked.
Because I'd be in the back seat, and every time I see the sign, I would let him know what the speed limit was. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, I refer to it as the speed limb, not speed limit. I don't know why. I thought it said speed limb.
You took annoyance, and then you added a little bit more annoyance on top of it.
And I was like, Dad, speed limb 40. Dad, speed limb 50. Dad, speed limb 35. And finally, he turned around and goes, it's limit. Speed limit. It is not limb.
Speed limb.
He couldn't stop you from reading, so he just made sure you were right.
I'm so mad. In the backseat of my, tell me limits.
See,
like
that's why Lennon,
stupid.
That's why he messes with
oh,
you.
Oh, he's
now
the same. He does that same little garbage under his breath. He's
back
tell
around.
You, the things we believed as children. Mm-hmm. And then we grow up and realize we were wrong. Unless Monica's still holding on to whatever it is. Hers. I have another text. They're 42 years old. They still believe the same thing they believed.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I'm 42. When I was about 15. I still believe to this day that the Earth is slowly tilting off its natural alignment due to the amount of rock and natural resources that we take out of it. And that is why there's all sorts of crazy shifting weather patterns is because the Earth is tipping over.
I believe him.
Oh, don't encourage this person.
I believe you. You are correct.
Well, because she needs support. For whatever she's about to tell us, she still believes.
Do tell.
I still believe. Like, my mom.
Let me make sure this is ready. Hang on. Okay, it is.
No.
Go ahead.
My mom would tell me as a kid, she's like, you don't want to step on a rusty nail. You get gangrene. That'll settle in your foot and you'll lose your legs.
Gangrene?
Yes.
Are you in the war?
Well, you know what? But I hit my toe like on a random nail that was sticking out like downstairs in the steps or whatever. I hit my toe and it scraped my toe. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm suffering from gangrene. And I remember that as a kid, and my dad told me, he said, no, you're fine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm
suffering from gangrene.
I feel it. You know, yep. I feel a tingle in my toe.
And Antoine, I don't know if you knew this too, because you're not a doctor, and Monica isn't either, but if... gangrene. Immediately.
Yep. It's
immediate.
Gang. It's like it's sitting on the gang. It's sitting on top of the nail.
Yeah.
Okay. Still works. There you all go. Right. Text 52353. Jessica and Roanoke. I thought cars could drive themselves, and I was the only one that knew that cars were really alive.
Mm.
It's like Toy Story, but just the car edition.
I was thinking Transformers.
Oh, yes. That one, too. Transforming the robot. Yeah. This person, I believed I could change the traffic lights with my mind.
Green.
I probably thought that for a day or two.
Once you start getting into the timing, you're like, on your mark. I got to be honest. I still sit there and go, turn,
Now.
Yeah, I do that too. I do it too.
Come on.
I do it too.
Now leave you with this one. This sucks. The thing you believed as a child that I'm not being true. Text 52353. That adulthood would be fun.
Oh.
Oh yeah. All of us couldn't wait to grow up. That's the stupidest thing ever.
And, you know, like that stuff.
Nothing good about being grown.
Why?
Most viral.
So they've been wondering about the Olympics and if that's going to actually happen because of Corona.
Oh, man, don't take this away from me.
All right, well, the Olympic guy says he ain't taking nothing.
For us, the games are going ahead on the 24th of July, and we confidently expect to deliver them on that date. All the advice we've been given is that that can go ahead from the WHO and other organizations.
Okay. So that's good.
Yes, please.
Olympics is so funny because you're the same way as me, Antoine, and my wife is too, where you get excited to watch all these sports, and then for the next 3 years and 364 days, I am not going to watch any of them.
Don't.
Nope.
Outside of basketball, it's the only one that I watch outside of the Olympics.
Really, I take the biggest joy in we get to right around this time, and my wife starts to get excited to watch the beach volleyball, which I enjoy the beach volleyball. I like the competition. I like the outfits. Yep. And I also like to remind her that 4 years ago, she declared that she was going to watch more tournaments after the Olympics.
And she hasn't.
Yes. Yes. What channel is that on the sports package? Don't know. Let's see. Ben Affleck talking about his sad acting debut. He's doing a lot of press right now.
Yeah, he is. Did a for little his movie.
Apology tour with his wife, and he's got... Is this the movie where he's blonde? You got blonde hair or something?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's got a movie coming out, so he's talking. He's talking about his first role, his first acting job. He was basketball player number 10 in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie, and then things got even worse because he had one line in the movie he's all excited about, and then this happens.
Apparently, I'm so bad in that movie.
He sounds different, doesn't he? I was thinking the same thing.
Apparently, I'm so bad in that movie. I had one line and was, take it, I think. I'm holding a basketball. Yeah. Another basketball player turns into like a werewolf or whatever, and I say, give the ball, and I think I say, take it, man. And I thought it was fine, and the director seemed happy. I went to the movie. I didn't get premiere tickets or anything. And I was like, son, that is not my voice. That is not me. Apparently the director hated my performance so much that she looped the entire performance, which was one line.
Yeah.
So I have a chance is what he's saying. Because my first line, they kept my voice in my movie.
That's your voice.
I have my voice.
So they're hashtag saying I have Friday. A chance.
Yeah, he's saying I have a chance.
Monica was in a movie
Marshall,
called
come here.
Hashtag Follow Friday, which was on the Sci-Fi Network one time at like midnight.
It's still a play, like randomly.
Come here.
There she is.
Yeah. Marshall, come here.
Legit.
So I have a chance. Thank you, Ben.
Oh my God. maybe your chance is on a hot new reality show. You'll end up on one of those. Big one right now is it Love at First Sight or 90 Day Fiancé, sort of all of those where they have to meet each other and then immediately get married and all that, and they ain't stopping.
From the creators of 90 Day Fiancé and Love is Blind, it's the groundbreaking new experiment to find your life partner. It's Love in a Vast Cave.
Hello? Am I here alone?
One man left in a cave for 20 days. Will he find love?
So you're the quiet type, huh? I know it's hard to see in here, but I'm an athletic build.
Can love survive complete darkness and uninhabitable living conditions?
Oh, great. I think I hear something. Is that you, my love? Oh, no.
Love in a Vast Cave. Streaming on Netflix.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.